Page 61, the first column, differences between cellular respiration and breathing. This is what I have already explained. So, on page 60, I have already explained that you will learn that difference. You will study the picture that is given below, that is the blue block. Come to the second column, page 61, aerobic respiration or cellular respiration and anaerobic respiration. Cellular respiration means which takes place between the lungs and the cells. That is, from the lungs the oxygen is taken to each and every living cell, and the cells, each and every living cell will breathe, and the cells will give out carbon dioxide and taking in oxygen. That is called aerobic respiration. Come down below the picture. Anaerobic respiration takes place, underline, in certain microorganisms like fungi, yeast, bacteria. Glucose is partially oxidized. Partially means partly oxidized, broken down by the oxygen, into lactic acid or ethyl alcohol and carbon dioxide in the absence of oxygen. This is called anaerobic respiration, or it is called fermentation. Acha. The energy released, over where energy released, where is written in bracket, right? 2 ATP, right? 2 ATP molecules. On top, below the green block, over there, see, right over there, carbon dioxide and water, right over there, plus energy, right over there, plus energy in bracket, right? 38 ATP. So we can see that in aerobic respiration more energy is released, and in anaerobic respiration less energy is released. Why? Because energy released in aerobic, you have just written 38 ATP, and in anaerobic respiration you have just written 2 ATP. Now what we have explained is given in this block, difference between anaerobic and anaerobic respiration. Come to the next page, differences between photosynthesis and respiration. This also you will have to learn by heart. Photosynthesis takes place in green plants. Why green plants? Because they have, right over there, they have chlorophyll. Then respiration takes place in all living organism. What is a living organism? All types of plants and animals. Then photosynthesis, it is a seat of photosynthesis is chlorophyll. Seat of chlorophyll, that means where does photosynthesis take place? In where there, wherever there is chloroplast. And where does respiration take place? In each and every living cell. Why? Because they have got mitochondria. Then photosynthesis takes place during the daytime and respiration takes place day and night. And photosynthesis, synthesis of sugar, synthesis, building up of or preparing or making of sugar, takes place and oxygen is given out, and respiration, the sugar, that is carbohydrate, sugar meaning carbohydrate, is broken down to give out carbon dioxide. And so therefore it is a small chapter, you can learn it, and you will also work on the different exercises that are given at the latter part of the chapter.